This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began a Focus and Amplify study of Luke 1. We identified the focus as characteristics of revival. Then we amplified this focus by looking at the prevailing conditions. God, after 400 years of silence, began to take some divine initiatives. He dispatched his angel, Gabriel, to announce what he was planning to do in the lives of Zechariah, Elizabeth, and Mary. Clearly, God exercised his sovereign will. But it's interesting to note, the ones he chose to work through were faithful believers. In sovereign grace, he chose the son of Zechariah and Elizabeth to be filled with the Holy Spirit before birth. He also filled Elizabeth with the Holy Spirit. God had the Holy Spirit come over Mary and cause her to miraculously conceive the one who would be called the Son of God. Truly, when God sets out to initiate something, nothing is impossible with him. The human response to God's initiative is fascinating. There was fear, surprise, excitement, and joy. There was also an element of confusion. Zechariah's question exhibited unbelief. God disciplined him by making him mute. Mary's question revealed a desire to have the revelation clarified to better understand it. God amplified his plan. Others seemed to be oblivious of what God was doing. You see obedience and total surrender on the part of some. Revival usually begins in a small number of devoted folk whom God chooses to bless and use. His blessing overflows their lives and begins to touch others. That's true biblical revival.